Thank you for calling Circus Services. My name is Carnisha. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, I was just making sure that we're still on the schedule today because I've had a couple of issues. My claim was filed on the 2nd, and I imagine you'll need to look at my notes, but I'm just making sure that we're still on the schedule because this happened before.
Okay, absolutely. Bear with me. My system is actually loading up at the moment. I'll put your number in and see. What's your telephone number?
My number is 404-698-5944. Yeah, because you all are in California, right? So it's like 710. Y'all are crazy. I'm in Georgia, so it's a little different. Over here. I don't know how y'all do it, but I guess the paycheck helps, but damn.
Can you verify your name and address for me?
Yeah, it's Ron Eklund. The address, it's an investment property. It's 4205 Fairfax, all one word, F-A-I-R-F-A-X, Drive, and Cumming 30028.
Okay, thank you. Let's see.
You're welcome. So there's some weird notes.
Okay, are you supposed to be getting, like, something new brought out to your house?
So you read the note. So what happened was is that hot water heater is 24 years old, and the expansion tank on top of the heater just, like, popped a hole, just, like, burst on us. So the hot water heater itself, I told the guy that, not producing any hot water, and he looked at me, he's like, yeah, because it's 24 years old, so that thing's horrible. And I was like, well, yes. But the expansion tank on top burst. So he says that he can't really assess it until he gets the expansion tank fixed so he gets the water going, right? Because we can't even have water. Like that water, there's no water in that house. So I can't have any contractors or painting, and it's hard right now. It's really driving me nuts. But he says that he had to go get an expansion tank. But when he plugged in a route for Home Depot, he looked at me and he's like, oh, it's going to take me at least 40 minutes. I was like, okay, I can be here. And he's like, no. They only allow me a 30-minute window. So I have to reschedule this with you and have the expansion tank and make a new appointment. And I was like, really? Okay.
Okay, because they got you in here scheduled for today, but it's showing like we don't have the product that we need to actually bring out to you yet.
It's just, okay, yeah, see, that's the thing, because when they get to the house, there's no Home Depots around that are close within this window, so it's going to be the same thing. He's going to plug in his GPS and go, oh, I don't have enough time to go do this. So that's what he was trying to, I think, put in the notes, that they had to bring that with them. He was like, oh, I'll just go to run to Home Depot real quick. And I was like, okay, great. And I thought we were great, and then he plugged in the time. He's like, oh, no, I can't go do this. And I was like, what the fuck? So then it sounds like it's going to be the same thing again. The guy's going to show up, go, oh, yeah, you need a new expansion tank. Let me go look and get it. And then he'll say, oh, I don't have time. It's been a week, and it's really it's just a flip, so I get it. But, man, time is money for us, and this is really killing us. It's been a week. So I don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, on my end, just because it's showing that you're scheduling in, but it's showing, you know, all that in the notes, so I know that they probably don't have the products to actually bring, because usually we have to order products before. It's like we don't have, like, a warehouse. We say, hey, let's just go pick this part of it, and then we'll take and we'll go. So I'm going to get an email sent over now just to see, like, what does this driver have? Do they have everything before they even, you know, waste their time coming out there, and it'd be another issue, like, why are you coming?
He's wasting his time.
Yes.
Yeah, because I don't want to waste his time, too, because he's going to show up and be like, what the hell am I doing here? I'll be like, I don't know, man. We're just here for fun. Look at my shit. Okay, bye. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
So I don't want to waste his time either, you know, because, yeah.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do, I got your number on my end. Now I'm about to get the email and everything sent over now, get this account updated, just because I don't have any information to really tell you about, just the notes that I have from, like, yesterday, but you already know what the notes are already about. So I'm going to get the email sent over now. Just be looking out for a phone call from me. I'm going to call you back, and I'm going to give you the update.
This number?
Yes, this number.
Cali number?
Yeah, okay. I don't know if it'll show up this number or not. Even if you don't answer the phone, I'll leave a voicemail letting you know, hey, I called,
I'll
you know, this and that.
This phone's gonna be strapped in my chest. I'll answer that, trust me.
Okay. Well, I'm about to do everything for you now. So give me like an hour. I should be reaching back out to you, okay?
All Okay. And what was your name, honey?
Carnisha.
Thank you, Carnisha. I really appreciate you. And I will say this, and it's hit or miss with y'all. You can tell some people, you know, they're having a bad day or whatever. And so I really appreciate what you're doing, because I've had some people just put me on hold and not want to deal with this. So thank you so, so much for doing this.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for Circus Service. I'll be calling you back shortly, okay?
All right. Look forward to it.